Investment flash.
Buddy, Berkshire drops $6.8 billion on a home builder, and NVIDIA launches a PC superchip, and somehow the market's treating housing like the real oxygen and AI like it's running on fumes. We're unpacking all of it. I'm Tom.
And I'm Marie with Gerald. This is Investment Flash, New York edition, Monday, June 1st. Let's get into it.
Right. But Tom, before we go anywhere, that buy call on Taylor Morrison yesterday, the stock is being acquired at a price not far above market, so you don't get to brag about that one.
Fair. But the bigger story is Berkshire actually doing it. This is Greg Abel's first big deal, a real vote on housing. XHB added 2.6% last week and is still 17% below its high. The cycle bottom might actually be in.
Hold on. One acquisition by a cash-rich conglomerate does not a cycle bottom confirm. XHB is still down almost 2% year-to-date. The bear case is rates aren't coming down. Input costs are sticky. This could be a sugar high.
Exactly. And at $8.5 billion, including debt, it's a rounding error for Berkshire. But the halo effect is real. The market's bidding up the whole sector on a deal that won't close for months. Classic sentiment over substance.
Yeah, but Gerald, if the Oracle successor is stepping in now after sitting on a cash pile for years, the timing matters. It says housing is cheap enough, and the ETF is not exactly extended. 17% off highs with room to run.
I'll give you that. The risk-reward on XHB looks better than chasing AI at nosebleed multiples. But I'm watching for any hawkish Fed surprise later this week. That's the real risk to both trades.
Well, speaking of AI multiples, NVIDIA's new PC superchip. Intel dropped 5.1% last session. AMD barely budged. The market is telling you who's at risk.
No way! This is huge! NVIDIA is challenging Intel and Apple in personal computers. That's an expanded addressable market. Forward PE of 16.7 is not crazy for AI growth.
16.7 times forward earnings for a chip company in a competitive sector is not cheap, mate. Intel's going to fight back. AMD's not dead. And Apple's custom silicon is entrenched. The margins could get ugly.
And let's not ignore the structural piece. NVIDIA's move is a full-stack play. They're pairing with Microsoft Windows, sidelining Intel's x86 dominance. But the PC replacement cycle is slow, and corporates aren't upgrading overnight. So this catalyst is years out.
Years out, but pricing in now. That's how growth works. And Intel's 5% drop says the market gets it. I'm still bullish NVIDIA.
All right, but then we see the AI rally study. NVIDIA, Meta, Schlumberger ranked as top adopters, XLK at a 52-week high, trailing PE 41.9. That's a lot of optimism baked in.
But SLB, an oil services company, being an AI adopter shows the tech is seeping beyond Silicon Valley. That broadens the foundation. The rally isn't just a few names.
See, this is what I mean. The broadening into energy is the structural shift that can keep the bull case alive. If the market starts pricing AI into industrial firms, the multiple expansion story continues.
Or it's the last gasp of a narrative desperate for new buyers. When you're counting oil services as AI, you're stretched. XLK's past week gain of 5.9% might have already front-run the PC chip news.
Maybe, but NVIDIA was actually down 1.5% last session. The AI leader didn't lift on its own news. That's not froth. That's a breather.
Exactly. The market is starting to ask whether AI's incremental wins are still catalysts. But the counter is, next week's Computex could reignite the fire. We're in a wait and see.
All right, pivot to China. Mainland investors turned net sellers of Hong Kong stocks for the first time in nearly 3 years. And separately, China tightened outbound investment rules after the Metamanas deal. So two headwinds hitting Chinese tech listed in Hong Kong.
Yeah, KeyWeb, the Chinese internet ETF, is down 25% year-to-date. and just 2% above its 52-week low. That's a deep bear. No reason to catch that knife.
And from a structural lens, the regulatory tightening on outbound investment is a direct response to technology leakage fears. This isn't just market noise. It's policy-driven capital controls that could keep the premium on onshore A shares over Hong Kong H shares.
So the split is clear. FXI, the large cap China ETF, might benefit from onshore demand, but KWEB and EWH are pressured. I'm comfortable shorting Hong Kong equities here.
Gerald, your short on China large cap equities from yesterday is looking prescient now at the southbound rotation, but I'd rather just watch FXI for clarity.
Cheers, I'll take it. But the real trade might be the TSMC premium narrowing. Local Taiwanese investors are piling into the Taipei stock, driving the ADR premium to a two-year low.
Buddy, TSM forward PE of 21 is reasonable. The convergence trade says buy the U.S.-listed shares. Taiwan ETF is up 58% year-to-date, near highs. Locals are more bullish than Wall Street.
Hold on. The Taiwan ETF being near all-time highs on the back of one stock is a concentration risk. If TSMC stumbles on Computex, EWT takes a hit. But the premium convergence is a real signal. Foreign investors might be undervaluing the AI supply chain.
Exactly. So TSM is a buy on that relative value. But I'm cautious on the ETF at these levels.
Okay, quick hit. Coinbase launched local currency support in India to tap a $3 billion crypto market. Shares up 3.7% last session, but still 58% below its 52-week high.
3.7% up, but still in a deep bear market for crypto equities. India's regulatory stance feels uncertain. They've flip-flopped before. Early-stage catalyst, but high risk.
Right. The structural barrier is India's central bank hasn't exactly embraced crypto. This is a revenue diversification play. But if the regulatory environment turns hostile, those revenues vanish. I'd watch before buying.
Fair, but you can't ignore a $3 billion market with low penetration. I'm in on Coinbase for the long game.
Speaking of intervention, Petrobras cut domestic diesel prices as part of a government subsidy plan. PBR down a bit, trading at a cheap 4.6 times forward. But that might be a value trap.
Honestly, this is structural interference. When a state-controlled oil company is forced to cut prices to shield consumers from Middle East conflict fallout, margins get squeezed and dividend risk spikes. I'm selling Brazil equities here.
Yeah, EWZ down 1.3% in a week, and PBR's cheap multiple is a head fake. I'm with Marie. Short.
All right, last signal. NVIDIA picked Chinese startup Unitree for its humanoid robot platform. Robo ETF is up 25% year-to-date, near highs. The robotics theme gets another catalyst.
For real? NVIDIA is everywhere. Chips, PCs, now robotics. This is the ecosystem expansion we've been waiting for. But it's early, so low conviction buy on NVIDIA again.
And Unitree's planned IPO could bring more attention to the space. Robo ETF has momentum, but the humanoid robot market is still largely speculative. I'm cautious.
Speculative? But the FT's most original take brings us back to reality. Chinese firms receive 8 times more subsidies than rich world rivals, says the OECD. That hard data is going to fuel tariff escalation.
This is a structural tipping point. The bull case for EM equities that rests on China's export competitiveness just got undercut. If Chinese firms compete on subsidies, not merit, then the trade war narrative gains hard evidence.
But isn't that already known? The market's been dealing with tariffs for years. Maybe it's priced into those deep bearish Chinese tech multiples.
Maybe, but this is quantifiable proof. 8 times more subsidies. That's a number European and American policymakers will wave around. Expect further decoupling.
Exactly.
And that ties back to our China headwind signals, the capital flight restrictions, the southbound selling. It's all part of a broader realignment.
All right, but let's zoom out. The market is caught between two impulses, a rotation into real assets like housing and a stubborn AI faith. Our view is that the cleanest expression is a pair trade, long home builders via XHB, short tech via XLK.
Long XHB at a 17% discount to highs, short XLK at a 52-week high with a 42 PE. That's a compelling risk-reward. The bear case for housing is rates, but we haven't even mentioned the Fed once today. No coverage of the 10-year yield in our scan. If the bond market reprices, both get hit.
And that's the silent risk. Oil is rising on the Iran conflict. Inflation fears are simmering, and Fed minutes later this week could surprise hawkish. But the pair trade hedges some of that macro risk by being market neutral-ish.
So, bottom line, fade AI hardware makers at extremes, like Intel, down 5%, maybe more downside, and buy home builder exposure. As always, none of this is investment advice.
Right. And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. London time. More signals, more real talk. See you then.